podcast script. Observing. Measuring and recording in GCSE combined science. Duration. 10 minutes. Speaker. Female educator. Warm. Confident. Engaging tone. Intro 1 minute. Hello and welcome to this GCSE combined science study session. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into a topic that might not sound glamorous at first. But trust me, it's absolutely crucial for your exam success. We're talking about observing, measuring, and recording in science, and this is worth serious marks in your GCSE. Now, you might be thinking, how hard can it be to write down some numbers? But here's the thing. AQA examiners are looking for very specific skills here. And they assess them throughout all 21 required practicals. Get this right, and you're looking at easy marks. Get it wrong, and you'll lose marks even if your science understanding is brilliant. So over the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down exactly what examiners want to see. The common mistakes that cost students marks. And some really practical tips to nail this topic. Let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Right. Let's start with the fundamentals. When you're doing any practical work in science, you need to choose the right measuring instrument. And here's the key concept. Resolution. Resolution is the smallest change in a quantity that an instrument can detect. For example, a ruler marked in millimeters has a resolution of 1 millimeter. A digital thermometer showing one decimal place, like 23.4 degrees Celsius, has a resolution of 0.1 degrees. Now, why does this matter? Because examiners will award marks for recording all your data to the same number of decimal places. And that needs to match the resolution of your instrument. So if you're using a balance that reads to 0.1 grams, you must record every single measurement to one decimal place. That means writing 5.0 grams, not just 5. This is such a common mistake. Students think they're the same. But to an examiner, they're not. Consistency is everything. Let's talk about reading scales correctly. When you're using a measuring cylinder or burette, you need to read at the bottom of the meniscus. The meniscus is that curved surface you see when liquid is in a glass container. Water curves downward. So you read where the bottom of that curve sits on the scale. If you read from the top, you'll get the wrong value and lose marks. Examiners love testing this in diagrams. They'll show you a measuring cylinder and ask you to read the volume. Always check. Where's the bottom of the meniscus? Now, constructing data tables. This is a massive mark winner if you get it right. Here's what examiners want to see. Your independent variable. That's the one you're changing. Goes in the left-hand column. Your dependent variables. The ones you're measuring. Go in the other columns. Units must appear only in the column headers. Never repeated in the cells. So your header should say, time, S, or temperature per degree Celsius, with that forward slash separating the quantity from the unit. Then in your cells, you just write the numbers. 5.0, 10.0, 15.0, not 5.0s, 10 zeros, just the numbers. Let's talk about calculating means. When you're asked to calculate a mean, or average, you add up your repeat readings and divide by how many you have. But here's the critical bit. You must exclude any anomalous results. An anomalous result is one that doesn't fit the pattern. If you've got readings of 23.5, 23.7, 23.6, and then suddenly 28.2, that last one is anomalous. Don't include it in your mean calculation. Examiners will award a mark specifically for excluding anomalies. So make sure you identify them first. Then calculate your mean from the remaining values. One more key concept: the difference between precision and accuracy. Students mix these up all the time. Precision means your results are close together. They're repeatable and consistent. Accuracy means your results are close to the true value. You can have precise results that aren't accurate. Imagine you're measuring the boiling point of water, and you get 98.5, 98.6, 98.5 degrees. Those are precise, very close together, but they're not accurate because the true boiling point is 100 degrees. Maybe your thermometer wasn't calibrated properly. Understanding this distinction will help you evaluate experimental data in exam questions. Exam tips and common mistakes, 2 minutes. Okay, let's get tactical. Here are the mistakes that cost students marks over and over again. Mistake number one: inconsistent decimal places. You measure a length as 5 centimeters, then 10.0 centimeters, then 15 centimeters. That inconsistency will lose you marks. If your ruler measures to the nearest millimeter, every reading should be to 1 decimal place when you convert to centimeters. Mistake number 2: putting units inside table cells. I see this constantly. Students write 5s or 10 degrees Celsius in their data cells. Don't do it. Units go in the headers only. This is an easy mark to lose. Mistake number 3: not converting units. The question might give you a time in minutes, but ask for a rate in per second. You must convert. Or you measure in centimeters but need to record in millimeters. Always check what units are required. Mistake number 4: reading scales incorrectly. Before you read any scale, check the value of the smallest division. Don't assume. A scale might go 0, 10, 20, 30, with 5 divisions in between. That means each small division is worth 2, not 1. Count carefully. And here's a golden exam tip. When a question asks you to measure something on the exam paper, use your ruler. When it asks you to calculate something, use the data they've given you in the question. The command word tells you what to do. Quick fire recall quiz, 1 minute. Right. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. Where do you read the volume on a measuring cylinder? Think about it. The answer is at the bottom of the meniscus. Question 2. If a balance shows 125.3 grams, what is its resolution? Think. The answer is 0.1 grams. Question 3. Where do units belong in a data table? Think. The answer is only in the column headers, not in the cells. Question 4. You have readings of 5.2, 5.3, 5.2, and 7.8. Which is anomalous? Think. The answer is 7.8, it doesn't fit the pattern. Question 5. What's the difference between precise and accurate? Think. The answer is precise means close together. Accurate means close to the true value. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Okay, let's wrap up. Here's what you absolutely must remember for your exam. First, record all data to the same number of decimal places, matching your instrument's resolution. Second, read volumes at the bottom of the meniscus. Third, construct tables with the independent variable on the left and units only in headers. Fourth, exclude anomalies before calculating means. And fifth, understand that precise means repeatable. Accurate means correct. This topic appears throughout your required practicals and in exam questions worth 3 to 6 marks. Master these skills, and you're looking at easy marks that many students throw away. Keep practicing. Stay consistent. And remember, examiners are looking for attention to detail. Show them you've got it, and those marks are yours. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your revision. You've got this.